The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The night's psalm is Psalm 82, found on page 702. Actually, 705 in the Book of Common Prayer. And together, God takes his stand in the council of heaven. He gives
his
judgment
in the midst of the gods.
How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked? Save the weak and the orphan. Defend the humble and needy. Rescue the weak and the poor.
Deliver them from the power of the wicked. They do not know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Now I say to you, you are gods, and all of you children of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals, and fall like any prince.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own.
Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Alleluia. Tonight's reading is a reading from Luke 10, 25 through 37. An expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to vindicate himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and took off, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came upon him, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, treating them with oil and wine. Then he put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? And he said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
New York, many folks think of it as a noisy, bustling place, full of pickpockets and beggars, CEOs and movie stars. But growing up there, I knew it as a neighborhood. New York was a place where my friend Thelma cried because she wanted a Christmas tree, and I cried because I wanted a menorah. Our mothers rolled their eyes, threw up their hands, and continued being really good friends. My very best friend was Anne, whose mother, a British war bride, invited me one night for dinner. It was a dinner of buttered corn on the cob, and I loved it. But years later, I realized that that was all that she could afford. All my parents could afford was a tiny basement brownstone apartment. Outside was a stoop, which is a set of stairs that go up to the next floor. No elevators, just the stoop. And my friend and Anne and I would play there. We waited for George to walk by. Well, he was a wealthy kid who lived on Riverside Drive. And he lived in a beautiful, beautiful apartment, very different from my parents' apartment. Anne and I would hold out handfuls of spices that we took from my mother's cabinet. And we'd convince George that they were delicious beyond words. So George would taste. And it was awful, of course. My husband says that's probably why George grew up to be a product liability lawyer. I'd walk to school with my friends on the block, proud to feel so grown up that I could walk without my parents. And what I didn't realize was that the mothers were there behind the windows peering out to make sure that the kids were all right, that they didn't trip over a curb or run into any problems. Because if they did, there'd be a mother right there to help. Well, we found the same kind of neighborliness when we moved here. "You need a mailbox slot in your front door," said our next door neighbor, Colonel Joel Teasley, whom some of you may know and some of you may remember, long time ago. He came over with hammer and nails, and then when our Florida room flooded, he said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of it," and he did. I suspect we all have stories like that, stories that are versions of today's gospel reading. And we all may have seen the road in Luke's story in pictures, if we've seen pictures of the Middle East. Imagine an asphalt ribbon cutting through a rocky landscape where stunted bushes struggle to survive. It runs down a steep escarpment from the Judean hill country to the Jordan Valley and vanishes into a shimmering haze of dust. Visualize that road some 2,000 years ago. No asphalt, just dirt and pebbles and shattered stones. That's the road in the gospel story. Standing there in the haze, standing on that path, you can barely see something lying by the roadside. It's a pile of clothing. No, it's a human being. It's a man, severely wounded and unconscious. And two figures are moving away. Why did they pass that man by? Why didn't they help him?
One of them is a temple priest. And if you've memorized Old Testament laws, you know that touching a dead person made you unclean for 7 days. That's rather time-consuming for a priest. And he has much to do, so he walks on. The other man passing by is a Levite. Well, he's a temple servant with strictly defined duties. Among them, he offers sacrifices, he instructs people on the law, and this Levite cannot put his work in jeopardy, so he too keeps his distance. If we were walking there, we could add our own excuses. What can I do? I'm not a doctor. What if the robbers are nearby and jump on me? And on top of it all, I'm already late for another meeting. Well, the list goes on, you know. And ironically, all that may be true. But wait, here's coming a third man down the road. He's a Samaritan. He's an outcast. He stayed behind during the Babylonian exile. He believes all sorts of unacceptable things, such as worshiping God on Mount Gerizim instead of in Jerusalem. He makes no excuses. He simply sees a person in need, and what does he do? He stops and he helps. And I wonder how the wounded man felt about this when he opened his eyes. Would it matter who stopped? What if you were the one lying in the dust? And I think that in some way we are all covered with the dust of sorrow or illness or grief or something. And suppose somebody notices. I know from experience that it can be harder to accept the outstretched hand of a good Samaritan than it is to try to be one. Our life is like that road. It may be steep and narrow, running through some very uncomfortable and downright dangerous territory. The future may be lost in a haze. We too may stumble and fall next to others on the roadside. Those who are in need may not be physically injured. They may simply need a word or a hand. Somebody needs to run across the street to help a crying child or to walk across a lawn to welcome a brand new neighbor. Someone needs to reach across the boundaries that divide us, whether it's religion or politics or ethnicity. It's always one-on-one, person-to-person, neighbor-to-neighbor. It's up to us to change that road, to change that dusty path by love and faithfulness. Who is my neighbor, we might ask, just as the lawyer did. And if we listen closely, if we listen to that story closely, we hear Jesus saying, I am your neighbor. As you help one of the least of these, you are stretching your hand out to me. In his holy name. Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those both night and day who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I ask for your thanksgivings and intercessions, either silently or aloud. Please say a special prayer for Della.
For Della.
For Monty.
For Monty.
For Dick. For Daddy. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen. Amen.